Telephone call is coming up, but we're joined right now by the head football coach at USF. He was Dame head coach on December 9th. He was the co-offense coordinator at Clemson since 2015. 5 ACC titles, 2 national titles since being named co-offensive coordinator. USF is coming off a 4-8 season. Their head coach is Jeff Scott. He joins us. Jeff, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you are.
I'm doing great, Jeff. I'm curious. So you were named head coach on Monday, introduced on Wednesday. What has the week been like for you and your family?
It's been exactly what you think that it would be like. It's been a full speed ahead, but it's the biggest thing. It's been unbelievable, the energy and the excitement. As soon as I stepped off that plane on Tuesday, you know, I was really just overwhelmed by the people here in Tampa, the people at University of South Florida. You know, they're hungry for a winning program. They're hungry for a vision. And it's just been awesome to experience what I've been able to experience the last few days.
I can hear it. I can feel it. Jeff Scott joining us. So when you've had the success that you've had at Clemson, your name's obviously going to come up for a lot of jobs. Before we get into what made this one feel like the right one, how did you go about handling that process in the past?
Yeah, well, I've leaned on some people that I looked up to. Obviously, Coach Dabo Swinney is a mentor of mine. I've been along his side for the last 12 years, actually replaced him as the wide receivers coach when he got the Battlefield promotion to head coach on October 13, 2008. So for those last 12 years being around him, he's someone that I really look up to. And as there's been opportunities that maybe have been presented over the last few years, you know, he would always tell me just to be patient, wait on the right one. And when he got contacted by South Florida, you know, his words to me was, hey, this is the job you want. This is a place you can win. And great conference, great city, great people. Let's go get this. And when I heard that, it just got me really excited. And really, from that point on, I had my eyes set on Tampa.
We're talking to Jeff Scott. You know, you had just, in a way, you answered part of my next question. I was going to say the story goes that late one night last week, the phone did ring, and it's Dabo. What do you remember about the conversation, and what kind of emotions were you feeling when you put that phone down that time?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I answered the phone, and you know, 11:45 at night, I was trying to figure out which one of my players maybe got in a little bit of trouble. Mm. And he said, "What you doing, boy?" And I said, "Well, Coach, I'm, you know, at home, just got home, getting ready to go to bed." He's like, "You're not going to believe who just called me." He said, "Michael Kelly, athletic director at South Florida, called me, and they want to talk to you to be their head coach." And then I just paused because, again, you know, it's important to me to kind of understand what Coach Sweeney's feelings were. And right out his mouth, he said, "This is one of those jobs you want." And that was really from that point on. That was all I needed to hear. And he was telling me, you know, about the area, obviously the recruiting base, the potential of this school, relatively new program. It's a program I've kind of had my eye on for a while as I've been down here recruiting, you know, the last 12 years for Clemson. And really, to be honest, from that point on Monday night, I really felt like this was going to happen. And it's just, I've had an ultimate peace about it through the entire process. The overwhelming support by everybody back at Clemson, you know, they feel like they're sending one of their own down here to Tampa to try to kind of spread what we have up there at Clemson. And that's meant just as much as the energy and excitement by the people here in Tampa.
South Florida head football coach Jeff Scott is joining us. You know, you mentioned that when Dabo was promoted from receivers coach to interim coach, you then became the receivers coach. Looking back on that, what was that transition like for you?
Yeah, it was a great experience. First of all, you know, just the excitement of that moment, getting a Battlefield promotion, understanding in this profession how hard it is to get a full-time job. So, you know, we were 3-3 at the time. We had 6 games left. You know, Coach Sweeney said, "Hey, I don't know if I really have a chance to get this job, but if we do a great job and win at least 4 or 5 games, I'll have a chance." And I remember going home that night and telling my wife all about it. I was so excited. And across the ticker there on the TV that night, I'll never forget it to this day, it said, "Clemson wide receivers coach Dabo Swinney named interim head coach today." 0 of the last 29 mid-season interim head coaches went on to be named full-time head coach.
Incredible.
And so I looked at my wife and I said, "Hey, 1 out of 30, them ain't bad odds right there. And so literally that's where, you know, where it started from, that really a tryout coach to where he's built Clemson now. And I had a lot of belief in Coach Sweeney, just being around him. He had an unbelievable spirit, vision, to be able to get those players to buy in a short amount of time to really change our season around, to get that job, and then what's happened over the last 11 years, you know, that's a very valuable experience for me, and obviously has helped prepare me for this opportunity here at South Florida.
Jeff Scott's the head football coach at South Florida. In fact, to that point, it's not the same situation, but I'm always interested in that first meeting that a new coach has with a new team. And one of the things that you did with each player was have them introduce themselves and say their high school. Why was that important to you, and what was your overall message to your players?
Yeah, well, you know, number one, you know, I wanted the players to know that for me it's about a personal relationship. You know, I'm coming from a culture where we as the coaches truly care about that young man more as a person than maybe what he can do on the football field. So in my first introduction, I wanted to know a little bit about him. Obviously, what's your name, but where are you from? And maybe try to find a way to make a connection. It was amazing. Probably over half of them, I've recruited their high school. I knew their high school coach, or I knew somebody off their team that maybe I recruited to Clemson or somewhere else. And so just trying to make that connection and let them know right off the bat that, you know, my relationship with them is something that I'm going to value, and that's going to be a major part of, you know, trying to change the maybe culture and energy to be something that can help us lead to a championship program.
We're talking to Jeff Scott for a few more moments. Jeff, go back to wide receivers, or the topic of wide receivers, because the list that you've coached is pretty unreal. DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, Mike Williams, Hunter Renfrow, T. Higgins, and more. They're all different players with different games, but as you look at them, do they have traits that are common that make them great?
Yeah, you know, they do. And each of those guys, like you said, are a little bit different body size and skill set. But number one, each of those guys you mentioned truly came to Clemson with a burning desire to be great. They had a vision for what they could be as a player, and they were willing to put in the work and had very little issues, if any, off the field. You know, that they definitely were willing to put the work in the weight room and on the field, and you know, just were different. You know, they just separated themselves from a lot of the other guys maybe in the room because of their mindset and their work ethic. And, you know, I think that, you know, T. Higgins is a young man there at Clemson now that's a junior, and I think he's going to be that next premier guy that's going to go into that top group and hopefully give us four first-rounders in the last 6 or 7 years.
All right, so finally, what does a Jeff Scott USF team look and feel like?
Yeah, it's going to be a group that of guys that are having fun playing this game, that are passionate, that are full speed, great energy, and they're loving what they're doing. And people want to be a part of that. And, again, that's all I know from where I've been. You know it when you see it. You know it when you don't. But, you know, I think just the energy and the enthusiasm and togetherness that really is maybe different than a lot of the other programs and teams that we'll be playing.
He is the head football coach at USF, 5 ACC titles and a couple of national championships while at Clemson. And USF's got their guy. Jeff, great to have you on the show. Appreciate the energy. Appreciate the conversation. Good luck, and I know we'll do it again.
Great. Look forward to it. Thanks, Jim.
You got it, Jeff. Thank you very much. Well done. You can see why they're excited about him. And you can see why he's excited about them. And you can see whereby he spent some time with Dabo. All right, so USF.